Begin the current daven, sechtes yivam, staff chav hey, begin amin av, begin praise master, begin with the gemara. Well, haba called the pasuk. That when do we say that halacha is like rav? That is, that it depends, like we said. When there is, the koil is stops, and there's witnesses, then we say halacha is like rav. So this explains that it doesn't mean that rav said his halacha, that you need edim only because of the pasuk. Rav means to say we rule like rav only when you have both of them. But Amir Rav Gufi is Rav himself actually holds Lishna called the pasuk, Lishna called the light pasuk. It doesn't make a difference if the rumor stopped or didn't. You always don't remove the man from a woman that there's rumored about unless there's edim to that effect. Then like says Master is it comparable? Which our gears in the Gemara was that we learned in the Mishnah. If someone removes his wife because of either Mitzvah Shemir or because of a neder, so what's halacha? We said you're not allowed to remarry. What's halacha if someone did? So I said, oh, we learned in the Mishnah, and we say even the shakana is yaitzi. So he says, what do you mean? This hoitzia, this here's hoitzia. So Rabbi Nachman held that no, that our Mishnah is also hoitzia. It's not, but still, that's how different maskal tells. If I katimi dami, what do you mean? Here's bal, here's boil. So he says, no, it's the same thing. They're both rabbinic and imkanas halacha is yaitzi. And then the Gemara says, but no, they're different. There it's strengthening, it's reinforcing the call. Here it's actually doing the opposite. That's our Gersa. But says Toises, Bisram Yishon Melagarsley, in the older texts, they didn't have this Gersa that we have. Eligarsi, rather, the Gersa was like this. Bajab bar Nachman, Hoitzia Tani. It says Hoitzia, na Hoitziuha. And it was all part of his statement, Hachabal, the Hachabal, which the Gersais are supposed to say here is also Baal. And therefore, Hachman Abban Machulu, which, as Tais explains, the Ad, Valoihi, that up until the words Valoihi, where the Gemara rejects it, Chachnuyu, it was all one answer. Not like we have it as an answer question, an answer question. No. It was all one answer. This is what the Gemara, according to those texts, were. But Abraham Nachman Haitziyah Tanan, he says, no, it's not Haitziyah, it's Haitziyah. And Bekim the Tan Haitziyah, since both Sem Haitziyah, and Bahacha Baal Bahacha, and the Gersa is supposed to be heroes of Baal Haitziyah, both have Haitziyah and both have Baal. And Veloy Bezino was not the court taking her out. And the Falachita must need to be learned on Mishnah, because they get married yesterday after Mubar. Oh, so who I didn't also begin the same thing that applies to the Mishnah again, but they're not married based on me. I'm going to say that if they get married after Mubar. And the Rabbi Yafan Pashir Rabbi Nachman, therefore he did bring a good Rai for that Sugi and getting from our Mishnah. Oh, that's a masculine work, according to Beloy, he will know it's not the case, etc. Come, babe, call it the lesson. No, when he goes and remarries that woman that divorced because of Mishnah, he's unsubstantiating the rumor. A master also asks him, why you not remarry her if he now has been he has shown that it's not correct. It's not because the people are going to think that she was forbidden because of Shemra. Does Sabri the Kambi be called the less? To the contrary, they know that he's unsubstantiating the rumor. And because if it was true, then it would be forbidden. El Mishum Kilkel Mishum Britzis, rather because of different reasons, because of something destructive, because of type of a breach in modesty. Because I mean, like the Gemara tells in Gittin. And Bekashalari. Now, but then Pate says, so that's how you would explain the Gemara according to those Gesaris. But the Riha finds this difficult. How was he going to compare and initially think to say that this, that the husband would be forbidden to take back because of the rumors like the Nitin of our Mishnah, didn't he know this reason of Kilkel and Preetz's? The more explicitly it says those reasons, the Bryce and the Bryce. So, says Taisus, yeah, Bishlamachik says Leshmile, yeah, that he didn't hear, he didn't know the brides, and therefore he thought that, yeah, the husband was forbidden because of the coil. And that's what he's saying, that, come be called the Leslie. Or, you know, Maria, another person he says, the Rabbi of Nachman, you did time the Kilkel priest. Now, he knew those reasonings. But he thought, the Kondos, yeah, that if the husband gets married, you have to divorce. Why? Is because developed people don't know those reasonings of Kilkel and Preetz. They think because of Shema that's forbidden to him, because that was the reason why he divorced her. And they're going to think that based on the ruling of the court, meaning based on Din, that you have to be concerned for this call. And therefore, if he marries her, he has to divorce her. Why? Because the rumors, like our Mishnah says over here. So they're both saying the same thing. So that there shouldn't be rumors that he's marrying a woman that's forbidden to him. And that's what I'm asking him to conclude to Balohi. It's not the case that people are going to make such a mistake. There's a very big difference between the Mishnah. Again, like our Gemara concludes, because here it's strengthening the rumors, and there it's actually doing the exact opposite, and therefore they would be different, and therefore wouldn't be a raya to say mkonas yotzi, maybe mkonas lo yotzi. Next is Matam bin Gemara Hocha Ika Ksava. Well, over here there's a writing that Nan Ma bin Git Bechul, like we learned in the Mishnah, that there's a difference between the Get and the Misa, etc. Which Tay says, actually says the Toma by Chutzlars. He says that the Toma from Chutzlars, so the husband's going to protest, we're not going to pay attention. Therefore, we believe them. So, based on what he's saying, so why comparing that? Because the Ksav Mechich, like we're saying for our sugya over here, but over there, that you're saying that the reason why is because of the you're saying Befani Nechtav. So how you bring over here that you're saying that it's you're not saying anything. So it says Taisus that Mikom Makom Dag Shabbin. It's still a good inference from there because the Ishlis Mechal Ksav is still ultimately relying on the writing. In other words, that we see from there, there is such a difference, not the exact same difference, but we see that there's writing, so we rely on the words. So to over here, when you bring in Eretz Yisrael, where there's only writing, and there's no words that we're going to rely, but in contrast to the death, where we see by both cases a stringency, although they're different stringencies, because one is from Chutzlars and one is in Eretz Yisrael, but at least in that discrepancy, we do find from that Mishnah over there. Because like says not the beginning of the Gemara, Mace, or Heraktiv, or Gnu, he died, or he killed them, or we killed them. Now, Tayyiz Bavad, he says, keeping that Philip Mesli, he says, if you tell me that even when you didn't kill him, you just say he died, he cannot marry the wife. So, Labatok Lemesli Hagunu, he didn't have to say, of course, if we killed him, for sure he cannot marry the wife. And regarding the Chiddush of marrying others, Philip Hadakhtar, even if he says, I killed him, La'achadinasi, she can marry someone else. So, what are you gaining by the case of Hagunu? So, Tayyiz Rebel, Tonile, you didn't really say the case of Hagunu, Elam Hashem, the Rebbehud Mavak, and Hagunu, only because you differentiate between the two cases. They for the Tanakhama mentioned, but really for the Tanakhama, not really gaining anything, not for any of the two halachas of for him or for others, are you gaining with the case of Hagunu? Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. Who the Achim start from the Hagun? So Rabbi Yisrael says, when someone says plainly about the Lainzi, him, the one who is Nirva, and someone else could combine to kill the one who is Reveya. Now, Hikshir B'chaim asked, the same prayer come in the Makkas. The end of the first prayer in the Makkas, Avon Manal, Park the Gemara asks, when the Gemara there is discussing regarding that if those who see are automatically considered as Edim, and if they're a Karv apostle, that would nullify the whole testimony. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, then Harid V'Nirva, the one who is murdered, or the one who is Nirva, Yatzel should save the defendant from the fact that he was related to the crime, and that itself should protect the defendant because someone puzzled the Edis saw it and is automatically part of it and invalidates the whole testimony. So this is, as we just explained, Mash but sounds like the Haribin Nirva, Psum Lahid, that the one who was executed, I mean the one who was killed, murdered, or the one who was Nirva are invalid to testify. Because they hate the guy who obviously did it. But Hachmash from the Kosher, and also it sounds like the Nirva is Kosher to testify in the Nirva. So it says, Vishnu says, no, the Lemishim is saying the Apostle Nirva Hasim. It's not because of an enemy, which enemy is forbidden to say testimony. That's what makes him automatically invalidated. Elbanibu Lutainari. No, doesn't hate him. Actually, he did it consensually, that act of Revia. Well, Mishim Rasha Apostle. The reason why the Gemara was there was assuming that he's Apostle because he's a wicked person, because he did a Lutainari. And I feel the Rabbah the Besamach the Savlatzani Nam because even Kohen Rabbah, who the Gemara says shortly that he says that even someone says planning Ravine Lutzani is going to be kosher because of Palgin the Buddha, become Malcolm Kishesh Aidim Shnevotani. But however, when there are witnesses who could testify that he did Lutzani, so then Habakkanim to Echem Mem Kavapostle, that's like when you find someone Kavapostle because it's not just dependent on his words to say Palgin the Buddha, it's other witnesses in there who's automatically Russia, and that's why he's going to be Apostle. Therefore, he should disqualify even if you have 100 Aidim because there's also one of them and he's Apostle. Now, says, when the Gemara subsequently over there asks that hurting Verdoeva Yatzel, that the murderer or the one who did the Revia should also save, they should go and save themselves because they also saw what they did and they're also craven and psulim. So, says, the truth is, the Gemara could have said regarding the Nirva who we were discussing, the victim, came in the item of Nirva Lutzainai because we were already discussing, anyways, the one who was Nirva Lutzainai. So, we would say that why would the Nirva Lutzainai get killed, but he himself saw himself. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Gemara could have said that. Elo, as a continuum at base, from that a hashta, Ida Batzal is Harik Bereveya, since Abitam were talking about saving the defendant, who is the murderer or the Reveya. So Masik Lazebe can finish concluding and discussing the Harik and the Reveya and not the Nirva. Now, it says, but Harik Nami, truth is, the concept we said before also applies to the one who was murdered. Lemishim sin apostle Hasim, not because of the hatred that the Gemara wants to say that would invalidate the whole testimony. Elam Rav Yitzchak, rather Rabbi Yitzchak said for a different reason. And obviously he's not a Rasha, he was murdered, not like the case of Nevel HaTzaynai, but it's because the Mepsel Meshoshan has a treifa, because when he's getting killed, he becomes a treifa, he has a mortal defect at some point. And at some point he's seeing this, what's happening, and he became a treifa. And the treifa apostle, hey, someone with a mortal defect is in doubt to say testimony, like the Moses Sanhedrin, not my Chazimah Al. Now this brings another interpretation. He says, Rabbi Yisrael aligns Mavash, he explains, the part of Maharig when Nevel HaTzaynai, this is the Gemara asked about the one who's get killed and the one who's nearby should save the defendant, that's actually that's only because they're relatives to the murderer and to the Rebbe. And that's what was the Gemara's question. But nothing to do, like we're saying, because that a Sine would be invalid. Then says Tayyip Kosh, it's difficult to read because they're in the Hanami. You're right, by the one who was murdered. You cannot say that it should save because that the What's bothering the Re is that you should say that you're right, that we're the one who was murdered and the one who was nearby are relatives. So you cannot kill the murderer because they're relatives. But Tosfos says, because you're right, in the halacha of the one who's murdered, a relative, you can't say that it should be exempt because of being a Karev. Why? Because they're a Chayiv HaKos Maka Aviv, and therefore it's obvious that the father who was getting hit would not combine to save his son. So too, by the murder of a relative, the relative would not combine to save him. So David Gemara asked, so then why wouldn't the Karev save? But Mekom Makom Nirva my Parch. What's the Gemara is asking? From the Nirva, the relative should save. Who said to you that he doesn't save, that you're asking that he should save? And Vachitim, if we can say, but Nirva Nami, that we can find that a Nirva that's a Karev did not save, when it says Erva Zavicha Lisegala, the Gemara expounds Mamish Shadavu. It says that literally is talking about Erva Zavicha means to say literally if he cohabits with the son with the father. So then the Gemara is asking that the Nirva is a relative should say. So it says you can't say that because it's still difficult, but because where you get this that the pasuk is talking about by ages for Bezin to kill him. You could explain the pasuk Hanamila Nikaris, but Abul Misa Lashkechem regarding Misa you don't find, and therefore regarding Misa that you need specifically Edim, maybe you could say the truth is that the son would not be Mechayim because the father would combine who is a relative and which would subsequently save him.